Mark Twain, usually known for humor, but here's a good insight. Mark Twain in The Tragedy of Pudd'nhead Wilson, one of my favorite books, says, courage is resistance to fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of fear. We'll meet some interesting biblical characters in this summer series. They will have us consider some ancient heroes so that the actions of those people and the qualities of those people, the challenges, the opportunities, the call of those people, they might help us think about how we're called to love God better, serve neighbor more fully. I don't think any of the biblical heroes that we'll meet this summer, again, aided with some artwork, I don't think any of them are more courageous than today's two women, Shifra and Puah. Times were tough back then. Aren't times always tough? Those who were in power were corrupt, and they were paranoid, and they were abusive, and they were fearful of the others. Absolute power does that, doesn't it? Makes you absolutely corrupt. And those at the bottom of Egyptian society, those at the top were Pharaoh and his, but those at the bottom were the Hebrews. These were immigrant outsiders with their own ways who were growing up and getting larger and threatening Pharaoh and his control. The Hebrews, however, didn't have elected officials to advocate for them. They didn't have an army. They couldn't call 911. There was no justice system that had their backs. The Hebrews were always suffering by the latest policies and whims and paranoia of Pharaoh. He was concerned about their increase, and so he had plans first to suffocate them with oppressive work. And when that didn't work, he had the midwives kill them upon birth. And when that didn't work, he had people throw the children into the waters. And when that didn't work, Pharaoh had demonic wishes. One commentator called him an angel of death. But he was thwarted. In this case, he was thwarted by some quick-thinking, fast-acting, incredibly brave women. Scholars aren't sure if the Hebrew midwives were Hebrew. I'll say that differently. They were Hebrew midwives. Does that mean they were Hebrews who helped give birth to the Hebrew children, or that they were Egyptians who went to the Hebrews? It's not real clear. And maybe that ambiguity is purposeful. Pharaoh was all that. He was the big cheese. I mean, he got the pyramids, right? Nobody could be bigger or more powerful in his day and in his place. But we know that in the story there is another actor off the page, not there on the earth, but hidden behind the clouds, calling and orchestrating this almighty God of the Hebrews, who said, I see the oppression. I see the injustice. I hear the cries of my people, and I will act to deliver. Whom shall I send? Who will go for me? Well, before Moses or Isaiah say, here I am, I'll go, before Samson or David answer the call, before Esther risks her life before the king, or before Jesus acts for our salvation, two humble, ordinary women, hardworking, Shifra and Puah, say, here we are, Lord, send us. The women defy the death wishes of Pharaoh, and in doing that, they risk their own lives. Would you be willing to risk your life in God's service? They are more willing to obey God than Pharaoh. That's called civil disobedience. One commentator calls it creative disobedience. They act to protect life rather than take life, and they hide those newborns in order to save them. And when Pharaoh says what's going on, they lie. They're pretty brave, because in that world, when Pharaoh said jump, you jump. When the one in power says kill, you kill. When the leader says obey, you obey. When you're told to stand, you stand. And when you're told to pay, you pay. And when you're told there will be consequences, you do what you're supposed to, right? Bull Connor said to Martin Luther King and the marchers, I'm in charge. I've got horses. I've got police. I've got helmets. I've got dogs. I've got weapons. I've got the law on my side. I've been elected 4 times, 6 times. Back off. Turn the march around. And you know what King and his protesters said? Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking the freedom highway. Bull Connor said, you don't understand. I'm the law. Do you know what I can do to you, Pilate said to Jesus? Jesus said, no. I have all authority. Authority in heaven and earth. There is nothing you can do to me. King, like Shifra and Pua, like Gandhi and Arthur Schindler, like the Me Too movement, like the kids in Tiananmen Square, resisted power and violence, and they did it with courage. That's inspiring. It's inspiring that Shifra and Pua didn't dethrone Pharaoh any more than the Jim Crow laws end like that. But what that resistance and what that courage and what that witness did is expose and inspire and grow. And pretty soon, what happened was the U.S. Congress passed a Voting Rights Act in 1964. And there was liberation. And there was freedom. Courage in the hands and the hearts of ordinary common people. That's what I find in this story. Not courage at the top levels, but courage down at the bottom, where folks like you and me can make a difference, even if we have mundane tasks and not exceptional qualities or riches or power. We can have a voice. We can use our hands and feet to do something. Just like those folks that harbored the Jews in Nazi Germany or in Amsterdam. I've been to Anne Frank's house. The Nazi soldiers come to the door. We know you're hiding Jews. What are you talking about? We don't have any here. And when the soldiers go away, Anne Frank and her family in the attic breathe a sigh of relief, as does the man and his wife who shut the door on the soldiers. Or how about the churches or the farmers that received folks on the Underground Railroad and then were threatened with violence themselves? Turn them over. Are you hiding there? No, not me. And then when the vigilantes step away, folks hiding under the floorboards breathe a sigh of relief, and the farmer closes the door with a prayer of thanks. Courage. Life-saving work in the hands of ordinary, common people. That's what's on display in these women, and that's marvelous. Shifra and Pua. It's the only time in the whole Bible their names are named. They're one-hit wonders. Yet they make it to the Music Hall of Fame. What was Pharaoh's name, by the way, the great Pharaoh? The Bible is sure not to mention it. He's just a Pharaoh. He's just a tyrant. He's just a despot. He's just one of those come and go power-hungry people. Shifra and Pua, they outsmart him with the little they had and with the faith that they had. So this summer, you and I are going to be looking at more biblical characters. Some of them are better known than others. Our goal is to grow together in love. I hope that this series doesn't make us necessarily bigger in size, although, hey, who's against getting a little bigger in size? After all, Shifra and Pua are adding to the size of their community through their work. But really, we want to grow together in faithfulness and generosity and love. Don't we want to be the congregation to save those at the margins, most at risk in society, and say, here there is welcome, here there is life and blessing? When in our world, when in our culture, we stand on the side of love, on the side of life, on the side of freedom, on the side of justice, we trust that God will bless and God will multiply and God will grow. The battle between King Pharaoh and the God of the Hebrews still rages in the world. We're always asked, whom will we serve? Which side are we on? I like what Reverend King said. The church needs always to be reminded we are not masters of the state. The church must also be reminded we are not servants of the state. We're the conscience of the state. 14 million Americans now live in poverty, those who are children. The world has 60 million refugees. That's at its highest point since World War II. Hate crimes, violence, addiction, suicide rates. I think God's heart is broken. I think God has tears and ears to hear the cries of all of that suffering. And I think the God who is the deliverer has a question. Who will go for me? Whom will I send? What will you do? Will you also risk as those who have gone before you? I believe when God's people, inspired by the love of Christ, working together as those who themselves have been rescued from death to life, I believe we will move forward with salvation and peace and freedom and justice. And there ain't nobody going to turn us around. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.